Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Monday to you.
This is the most underrated White Stripes single. You just don't hear it ever.
I agree.
I love this song.
Yeah.
I don't hear a lot of White Stripes. Mm. I mean, like getting airplay.
Something about them and the Beatles. You hear just a couple songs mm-hmm. from those bands, but you know so many more.
Mm-hmm. On one of the local rock stations, which will remain unnamed, I hear them play Icky Thump all the time, which was just the weirdest song to stick with.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't know.
Because the computer told them to.
Yeah.
That's what rock stations do.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Like, I get having grown up, let's just say it, Keishi, like having grown up with Keishi, I understand why in 2019 you no longer let the Radio Riches and the Hewlett's and the Mark Closes of the world just pick their own music. It's a bygone time, and it just doesn't work. But it's also so sad that it's just so antiseptic, and it's just whatever the algorithm says.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite of rock radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's most music radio. Having come from music radio, I got so frustrated with it. And I think it's a little different when you work in it because you do hear the same songs over and over. But your listeners, your P1s, your highest listeners, they're hearing the same songs over and over too. So don't just stick, especially if you're a modern station, you're going to play the same song once every 45 minutes sometimes.
I don't know the numbers because I've never been in music radio, but that, because we're all trying to get ratings from this dumbass rating system. And in music, it is make your playlist as tight and small as possible.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that you sometimes play the same song three times in an hour, where you have 200 songs that you play. It just, I mean, I get it. Congratulations on your ratings at the expense of your soul.
Yeah.
Like with talk, it's not a lot different. They say play the hits in talk. Well, talking about pooping your pants and like we do is not playing the hits.
Right.
And the shows that do the best in talk are the formulaic, pablum puking, stupid shows. It's just a fact.
Well, yeah, except that you have bucked the trend.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we're
you've
the
done
only
well.
Ones.
Right.
We're the only
not
ones.
Not too many people have done
no.
what you've done.
No.
Get away from the formula and still have success with it.
And it'll never happen again. That's not being cocky. It's being accurate. I wish there was someone nipping at my heels.
I wish someone else would poop their pants.
The way that I was nipping at Frank Opinions 20 years ago. But mm-hmm. there's not. Everyone that does what we do is in podcast land.
Yeah.
All right.
So are we. We get tons of podcasts.
Yeah, we do. It's true. Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you for making us podcast kings of Intercom Radio. And also, speaking of ratings, listen to it within 24 hours.
Yeah, and not on your headphones.
Make sure your meter's on and plugged in.
Listen to it in your car, holding your meter up to the radio.
Are we even allowed to say
no,
meter?
We can't say that.
All nope.
Right. Sorry.
We just don't want people to listen on their headphones because all that stuff takes away.
It hurts your ears.
You guys want to hear some stories about some terrible parents?
It's about me?
No. But you want to judge these people?
Sure.
There was a 3-year-old who died because his mom hit him with a car while playing a game of chicken.
I saw this.
So she's backing up the driveway. She's going forward. She's backing up. She's going forward. Better get out of the way, kids. Ran over her 3-year-old and killed him.
I don't have... every time we talk about this, I take crap. That's beyond the pale. But even when people leave their kids in the car and they literally roast, oh, I know these people. They're wonderful people. They're from Kirkwood. Anyone can make a mistake. Nope. Not for me.
Well, yeah.
Not for me.
Especially even leaving a child in the car, I don't get how you could forget that they were back there, but I take your word for it that you did. But playing a game of chicken
yes.
with any child is messed up, but with a three-year-old is not going to be able to to dodge you as quickly as you want them to. What is wrong with you?
That is a human being that doesn't need to be walking among us.
Yeah.
Ever again.
When they say playing chicken, though, do they mean she was literally playing chicken, or were they saying, get out of the way?
She was backing up and going forward, playing a game where they tried to dodge her SUV.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I was just picturing...
And here's the thing. Yeah. She either won't go to jail, because, you know, oh my God, it's the mom. What else could you do to her to punish her? Or she'll go for 18 months. As far as I'm concerned, she should go away.
Isn't it crazy how it does usually shake out to be like, oh, it's the mom... That doesn't seem super fair. Like, women are incapable of hurting their children. Yeah. I'm not speaking about my mother, but I've seen it firsthand that women are just as capable of messing up their kids as men are. I just think that's...
What do you think that is? That whole, like, thumb on the scale?
Because children need their mother. So I think even the government is willing to put everything aside to give a child their mother.
Do you have the gambling story?
No. The people who are getting divorced?
No, McDonald's.
No.
A woman dropped off her 5-year-old at McDonald's so that she could go gambling. And when they discovered what was going on, she said, "He just drives me crazy."
Oh.
Now here's another woman. I don't give this woman a second chance. If you are capable of taking your toddler to a public place and dropping them off so you can go gamble, you don't get a second chance. Not in Gloverland.
I love that she's like, I'm sorry, guys. He just drives me nuts when I'm trying to
spend a little
gamble.
Time with him. You'll see.
Yeah. Terrible.
Over the weekend, we went on our date on Friday night, driving past Enterprise Center on the way back. There was a woman standing there. I don't really have a point to this story other than to say it was really sad. But she was standing there, and she had a toddler in a stroller, and it's probably 9 o'clock at night. And my wife, for the next hour, could not stop crying.
Aw.
And I don't know, maybe this speaks to your
Why? What was that? I missed it.
Just that it was a homeless mom who had a child who was probably 2 or under in a stroller and was just on the street.
Mm.
And I said, well, that's right where the homeless center is, where they stay the night. And that eased her mind a little bit. But maybe that's the whole like mom versus dad thing, is that moms just seem to have more compassion for their kids than dads do, because I did not react that way. I thought, well, how would I help this situation?
I think in general that's the case, but there are definitely women out there who do not deserve that benefit of that doubt, you know? It's like, it's still, people can be, you have to basically, I'll just say it, for a mother to not have custody of her kids, she has to basically not want them. And I've seen it happen to where it's like, the kids are taken away, but we are going to keep giving you every chance.
I've seen it so many times in court.
It's just craziness.
I mean, unspeakable things. And there's always, okay, when's she going to get them back? It's always.
Right.
Is it going to be 3 months or 6 months? It's never, okay, well, she's done.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's always a chance to redeem yourself, which maybe there is, and maybe that is for the best of the children, but sometimes it just makes you go, that person is never going to
change.
There's
not a line of people waiting to take good care of the kids either.
Yeah.
Can I hijack this for a second, talking about homeless people? I'm kind of over it. Today, I was out in our little areas where we go, and I had probably a dozen people asked me for money in about 30 minutes. And, you know, you have pretty good radar. You can tell, like Rach, the guy we saw last year who's eating out of the trash. Help that guy all day long. There is a group of people who I see pretty often who are 30, maybe 20s, who look totally fine. This is what they've chosen to do. For whatever has happened to them in their life, maybe they have drug addictions, maybe alcoholism, whatever. But they're having a gay old time. It was over there at Soldiers Memorial again. They were wrestling in the grass and just being idiots, and then saw me and walked up and asked for money. It just pisses me
off. Especially it's when it's the same people every day. It's like,
yes,
you're choosing to come down
this
here.
This is your job.
Out. Yeah. You could be trying try something else and see if something else works out.
I am salty at them for that, but I'm also salty that I can't go out in the middle of my downtown area
and go wrestling
and sit under a tree for 5 minutes without being hit up.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that.
was on a bench downtown recently just sitting by myself. And this probably isn't funny, but I found it to be very funny. This woman was, I thought she was yelling at someone else, but then it just became apparent that she was a yeller. Something was going on. And she walks past me, and I look up at her, and she goes, "What are you looking at, you virgin?" And she kept walking.
Was she an old white woman?
No. She was an older black lady.
I
was like, I've never been called a virgin. Like I'm like a 13-year-old
especially
boy.
Especially as an insult.
Exactly. I was like, that was a pretty sweet burn.
I was coming right down Olive, and a couple days ago, Friday probably, and there's this 60-year-old white woman who's a screamer, and she was walking across the crosswalk screaming, and there was a cruiser right there, a police cruiser. And I'm like, oh, okay, he'll take care of this.
What's he supposed to do?
I know. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that I...
Ma'am, stop screaming.
However, though, there is someone who definitely needs help, and someone who could absolutely cause problems.
I know, but unless she's causing a problem... He can't really, I'm assuming the police officer is a man, but there's nothing he can do. He can be like, hey, please stop screaming. But if someone is mentally unwell enough that they're screaming to themselves walking down the street, I mean, unless she's hurting herself, what's he supposed to do? Restrain her?
I don't know.
Do you think the police officer acts differently if he sees her screaming and he drives by and sees you two screaming at each other? Is he going to stop and say, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
whoa?
I think he probably knew exactly who she was.
Probably.
I didn't, but yeah. I imagine they probably see the same people over and over again.
And they know there's nothing they're going to do.
There's that younger black guy that does that. We've seen him any number of times,
yeah,
Rage.
You can see him through the studio window.
Who just walks through the streets of St. Louis screaming.
Yeah, sad.
St. Louis, yay.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Monday. More bad parenting?
Oh, yeah. So this was I thought about putting this up on the blog, but then I decided I don't necessarily want to get the person who posted this more clicks. This is just sad in a different way than the things we talked about last segment were sad. The homelessness and, you know... the child who died with their mom playing chicken. This is just an example of having no control over your kid. So there's a video of a little preschool graduation, and it's nothing fancy. It looks like something they just decided to throw together in the classroom that day. So all the little four-year-olds are sitting in their chairs in the middle of the classroom, and the teacher gets to the front and goes, "Okay, kids, are you ready?" And a little boy screams, "Shut the F up," but he didn't say F. And she goes, "Excuse me, can I help you with something?" And he goes, "No, bitch." And it's really sad. His father, it appears to be his father, comes and just grabs him and pulls him out of the camera shot. But preschool, cussing at the teacher in front of your parents.
I just can't.
A sad state of affairs.
In every generation, in every class, there's the bad kids. I can't imagine that happening when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah, the bad kids would never cuss, and they would certainly never do it in front of their parents. And that's just, I mean, a level of disrespect beyond anything. To be 4 years old and even know to, not even that you know those words, but you know how to use them so well.
Yeah. And I guess it's possible that he has good parents, but I'd bet everything I have that he doesn't.
He's got to be hearing that somewhere.
I don't think that this was an isolated incident of him being like, I'm going to try something out during graduation just now.
It has worried me to no end sending my kids to preschool. And we sent them to a Christian school, and we know, especially since my wife kind of works there, we know most of the parents. So it's nothing to worry about. But it still makes me concerned that what are they hearing?
Yeah.
What are the other kids doing and saying? And there's just no way around it if you're going to let them be social at all.
Yeah, that's got to be scary. I guess I never think about that because I don't have
You're worried
kids.
About what they're going to learn in preschool?
Yeah. Worried about the influences they're going to have at any point. And wow. I shouldn't say worry.
You're going to have a hard time.
But, oh, I know. But my wife worries more than I do. And I think I take on some of hers because she's always bringing it up.
What would you worry about?
Them, at this age, I don't worry too much. When they get a little bit older, I'm really worried that little guy's friend is going to say, hey, look what I got on my phone. And mm-hmm. it's pornography and they're 7 years old or something. That could happen now. But I think they're so young now, you wouldn't even know what's going on. But in a couple of years, that could really happen. And they say the average age that a kid is exposed to pornography now is like 8.
Yeah.
And it's probably mostly by accident or by older brother or by whatever that's happening. They don't really know what they're doing, but they are exposed to it. And that's just the innocence that's lost with that. Just concerns me.
Yeah, that's got to be so hard because, I mean, Dave, even when Phoebe was born in 2005, so we didn't have what's going on now back then, even though she is 14. But like when I was a child, we didn't even have the internet. We didn't get it until I was a teenager. I read this really interesting thread on Reddit the other day because in a podcast I was listening to, this guy was telling a story about how his 8-year-old nephew just got a phone and sometimes he'll text him at 9 o'clock at night and like he's on a date or he's in a movie and he doesn't feel like texting back. And then he's faced with this moral dilemma of like, I love my nephew and now they can get a hold of me whenever they want. And am I a jerk for not always wanting to talk to him? And why do I resent my brother for putting me in this position? And then you get to thinking about these kids have their phone. They're not just texting their uncle. They're looking at whatever they want all the time. But if you completely take a screen away, they're going to be different than every other kid they know. So it's such a weird tightrope to walk. And it just doesn't seem like there's a one-size-fits-all solution for any family.
I mean, think about how quickly we ramped up that, forget about me, just Rach, that at your age, you had access to very, very little. Now, in the palm of your hand, you have access to everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
How old was Phoebe when you got her first 10. Phone?
Smartphone or phone?
No, she got a smartphone.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Because I've heard that dumb phones are making a big comeback.
Yeah.
And it's primarily parents for kids.
Yeah.
I want to be in touch with you, but...
And she's on social media. She's not on Facebook, but, you know, she has Snapchat and Instagram. But she knows that at any point, her mom or I can ask to see her phone. And I mean, we all either trust our kids or we don't. And then we're always wrong. Like Nick was a great kid, but I hear stuff now that I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I'll hear it with Phoebe. But
well, what I always love about that is twofold. Some parents are like, I just can't look at their phone. Well, you pay for the phone. So I hate to sound like Mark Close, but you can go through that thing anytime you want. The other thing is, your child is smart and they know how to delete stuff.
Sure.
So you're also, it's not a foolproof, oh, I saw it. She never does anything wrong.
No,
you just didn't see it because she knew get rid of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, Phoebe knows her way around a phone 1,000 times better than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like at my level, if I would have wanted to sneak a Playboy into my room and hide it, I could have, you know, in the same way with Phoebe. She can get away with what she wants. At some point, you have to trust but verify, but it's mostly trust. You just have to.
She could have a burner phone that she bought from all of her savings.
She could be dealing drugs.
Here's my final bad parent story, though I don't think this person was a bad kitty mommy on purpose. Felix the cat made his way into the washing machine, and his mom did an entire load of clothes with the kitty inside, and he somehow survived. He did get pneumonia and lose his vision, but he's still alive. It's just like my worst nightmare.
Awful.
His surgeries are going to cost $7,000.
Does she have $7,000?
No, there's a GoFundMe.
Oh, this for a cartoon cat.
No, this is he's named after Felix the cat. It just kind of broke my heart reading that.
Back to the...
How guilty would you feel if your pet went through a cycle in the washing machine?
I can't believe it survived.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I was going to ask you if you remember the first time you ever saw something inappropriate and what age that was.
Yeah, it's part of my stand-up. The candle.
Oh, that's all real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
No, that's real.
Yep. I think I was in fifth grade, first time I saw something.
I would have been about 12.
Probably about, isn't that about the same? 12? Fifth grade? I can't remember.
Fifth grade's 10, 11.
Yeah.
10, 11. Yeah, and it was a magazine, but that's So that's can you imagine 4 years younger than that being the average age now?
And you're not seeing a mag. You're not seeing a still image. You're seeing.
And you're seeing video, and you're probably seeing stuff that's worse than just a Playboy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. The statistic I've always heard is not pornography; it's hardcore pornography.
Sure.
At 8 years old.
Yeah.
So that's really upsetting. And then it just gives them a really warped idea of what sexuality is.
Yeah, that's what people who are in that business, and by business I mean the business of counseling and looking at those statistics and things like that, that's what they say is one of the biggest problems is that sexuality for teenagers has been so warped and changed. And the average age that people are having sex is actually going up, which is, I guess, attributed to the fact that they have more pornography and they don't need it, you know, but that girls and boys who are engaging sexually early, they're doing it. And the girl is expected to be dirty, you know, and
the boy, that's what if you go on Pornhub, that's what you see is you see a completely unrealistic treatment of women and they're just objects. They're just something. They're just sacks of meat, basically. That's how women are treated in pornography.
It's also one of the number one problems in marriages, because people stop having sex because
don't need to.
It's not like porn. Well, I don't think it's no need to. It's that I think it's like any other addiction, that you take whatever your drug of choice is, wait a couple months, you're going to need a little bit more, one more milligram.
Oh yeah.
And I think the same thing happens with porn. And so if your fantasy life keeps getting ratcheted up, where you need more and more and more, and then here's your spouse, you're like, oh, well, that's not even close. And so evidently that's a gigantic problem.
Yeah, and it is what I've heard, that it's a problem more for women than we would expect as guys. Because I always think, oh, that's a guy issue. Nah, statistically, it's really not anymore. It's like 70-30 that guys struggle with it as much as girls do.
I'm surprised it's that different.
Really?
It'd be pretty close.
I don't know where to go with that.
Nowhere. To break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.